Well, you may or may not know that there is a Water Beach Community Market, but even if you do you know that on the 28th of November there's going to be a Christmas-themed Water Beach Community Market? Well, apparently so, and I've got more details coming up. Gaynor Clark joins me on the line. Gaynor, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
No, lovely, lovely. So, yeah, I mean, for those who don't know then, tell us a bit about the Water Beach Community Market. How long has it been going? How often does it happen? That sort of stuff.
Okay, so Water Beach Community Market was born, created by two villagers, myself and a guy called Wayne Love, who has run markets previously. And we both have little businesses. There was no outlet in the village or nearby. So we decided to create Water Beach Community Market. But we wanted it to have a community feel. So it's all about the community. It's in the heart of the community. It's moved venue, but we'll talk about that in a sec. It supports, so it's a not-for-profit market. It's building. We started pre-COVID. I think we ran two or three pre-COVID. We only had eight stalls at that stage. We started again post-COVID. And we went up to 30 and 40 stalls.
Wow.
So we've had three already this year. The next one being on the 28th of November. And then we've got one on the 19th of December as well. We say it's not for profit. So all the money that we do make gets poured back into the market for facilities, for the traders so they can trade, for chairs so people can come and sit. Then also at the end of the year, there will be 10% of whatever we make is going to go back to the Arthur Rank Hospice.
That's your chosen charity sort of thing?
That's right, yeah. Each year we're going to choose a charity and that will be where the excess money goes to, and that's what we support. This year we chose Arthur Rank, which is fantastic.
It is. Oh, I mean, they need every penny, as we know. It's a huge bucket they have to fill every year when they're out there shaking it. So, yeah, it all helps. It all helps. So talk about the market stallers, the market traders themselves. Are they all local or do they come from further afield?
No, we try to keep local if we can. We have gone out to sort of Fenwise, and obviously for those that, for instance, bless him, we've got Derek from Silverfins, who's a fishman from Norfolk. We can't get them locally, obviously. There's not many crabs around Cambridge. So we've got everything from Silverfins crabs. We've got fruit and veg. We've got meat. Then we've got local craftspeople that come along. We've got people from the village. We've got people that bake bread locally. We've got artisan bakers, even to providing tea and coffee. We've tried to keep it local. Again, it's a community market, so it's to try and encourage traders, and it's for services as well. So we even had Christian came at one time with a travel agent.
Wow.
Yeah, so it really is quite a diverse market. It isn't a craft market, it's a market for everybody.
I was going to say that food and the fruit and veg and all that sort of stuff, that is a real nice mix of both that and the crafts.
And that's it. And that's what we wanted. But we wanted to make it accessible. So for people that can't get out of the village or that don't want to go out of the village, certainly in current climate, that don't want to go out, we've got nice quality goods. You can come to the market. You can pre-order if you want to, if you don't feel comfortable. So you can pre-order your produce. You can come along. You can get that. You can sit and have a cup of tea and a chat and catch up. And then you can go and buy cards, birthday cards. You can buy gifts. The kids, we vary it. So sometimes we have a face painter. We've got a puppet show, I believe, in December. Lots and lots of things going on at the market.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds fantastic. Now tell us about the Christmas-themed one, though, on the 28th of November. That sounds even more special.
I know. It's really cool. And we've ordered cold weather, especially.
Excellent. Excellent.
So that is so people can come along and feel wintry. That's not to put people off. That's a special winter market. And we will be having Water Beach Brass to come along.
Oh.
And they'll be singing carols and the band will be going. We've got non-alcoholic mulled wine and mince pies will be on sale again for the Arthur Rank. We've got a tombola for Arthur Rank. So we'll be, again, supporting. We've also got Gina coming from Cambridge Scrubs. And she set up a charity that obviously does scrubs for the NHS.
Right.
So each month, and this will be a monthly market from now on. So going through the year, it'll be every third Sunday of the month. So people like Gina can come along. We obviously have to limit it to a certain mix, but we've got Gina is not paying for her stall. So all the money will go to scrubs for her as well.
Fantastic. So. This is really good. You were saying you got a new venue.
Yes, we have. We outgrow the last venue, and there was a few barriers that we had to really sort of swerve around. So yeah, we've been offered a building up at the barracks. It does seem a little far out, but actually distance wise it's the same distance, so I don't want it to put people off. We've also spoke to Panther Taxis, who are the local taxi company, and we're just discussing whether they can, if you book through the app, they will put a bit of a donation into Out of the Rank as well.
Perfect.
So again, to please don't put people off, you know, there's ways of getting there. And there's a nice cup of tea at the end of it. So yeah, we're going up to a place called The Studio. So if people make the way to the village towards the barracks, if they keep turning opposite the Brewery Tap Pub, and then it will be signposted from there up to The Studio. And we've got that building until December. After December, it's really exciting. We've got, potentially, we've got the old, I think they're like tank garages. They're massive. So the market will go undercover.
What a wonderful place. Come and see us in the tank garage. What a wonderful place.
I think to be politically correct, they'll call it the terraces. But yeah. So we're going up there. It's only because I used to be based there. I trained there because I was in the army. So yeah, and it's so exciting. This market is growing. It's growing at a rate of knots. But the nice thing is it doesn't actually belong to anybody. Wayne and I, with the help of a fantastically organised lady called Alison, who is amazing, we run the market. But all we're doing really is facilitating and bringing people together.
Sure, sure. That's the true meaning of the word community in that way, isn't it? Really
is. Exactly. It's fantastic. And the fact that we've moved, and we can use it as a negative or a positive, but some people have gone, you know, why have you moved location? That's great, because the village have taken ownership of the market. Yeah. And it is Water Beach Market. It's inclusive. We want everybody to come along, all ages, sit and have a cup of tea, watch the kids playing, buy something off local people. And that's how it's grown, isn't it? That's great.
Okay.
I love it.
So that's this coming Sunday. When's it going to start? What time will it be finished?
So it starts at 10 a.m. and we've actually extended it because we found it was selling out. We used to have it till 2 o'clock, and it was just people were coming in, and we'd gone before people had managed to buy anything.
Right.
So we've extended it to 3 p.m. now. So come along after lunch. Yeah, just come and have a break and carbs. We've got some catering vans up there now. So I think we've got Nana Jesus coming. So we've got bagels on the go. We've got some lovely coffee vans coming. We've got cakes galore.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. So macaroons, cheesecakes, we've got all different types of breads. Yeah.
Be so lovely. It's going to be lovely. Yeah. So there we are. That's this coming Sunday at Water Beach. And if people want to find out more, you've got a Facebook group, you're telling me.
Yes, we have. We've got quite an active Facebook group. It's at Water Beach Community MKT.
Water Beach Community MKT. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and then we're on Facebook and Twitter, but that's the easiest way to find us is on the Facebook. There's phone numbers on there. As I say, there's myself, Wayne and Alison. Huge thanks to Urban and Civic for hosting us. They've been amazing. They've literally said, here, go for it, bring the community, and that's fabulous.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Well, there you are. Something that's springing back to life after the lockdown is going to be very strong into 2022 by the sound of it. Gaynor, good luck with it on Sunday. Sounds like it's going to be really good. Thanks for getting it all Christmassy. Let's pray for that cold weather, as you say. And thanks very much indeed for coming on and telling us about it.
No worries. Thank you.